Cell therapy industry contractions, companies curtail ambitious programs. Over the past 60 days in the cell therapy sector, one of the most striking trends has been strategic pullbacks and restructuring by formerly committed companies, even as core innovation continues elsewhere in the biotech ecosystem. After years of heavy investment and high expectations, several major players have opted to reevaluate or wind down their cell therapy operations, citing competitive pressures, shifting priorities, and capital allocation decisions. These moves have sent ripples across the industry and prompted fresh discussion about the direction of advanced therapies in the years to come. Strategic exits and industry rebalancing. Perhaps the most consequential news in cell therapy recently comes from Galapagos NV, the Belgian biotech that announced it intends to wind down its entire cell therapy business after failing to secure a buyer with viable financial terms. The company's board concluded a strategic review and determined that allocating capital to other drug development areas would better support long-term growth, even as this decision affects hundreds of employees and facilities in Europe, the US, and China. Earlier in the year, Galapagos had actively sought to find a partner or purchaser for its cell therapy division, engaging multiple potential investors. However, with only a limited number of non-binding offers received, the company ultimately moved toward a full wind down rather than continued operation or divestiture. This follows similar decisions by other big pharma and biotech names. Takeda, once a significant investor in cell therapy R&D, confirmed it will abandon internal cell therapy research and instead seek partners for its assets, signaling a strategic retreat after nearly a decade of work. Further evidence of this pullback can be seen in broader industry coverage, noting that several well-funded companies have scaled back or terminated cell therapy projects, including Novo Nordisk exiting its type 1 diabetes cell therapy programs, and other developers ending early candidate work. Even beyond large companies, smaller biotech firms are adjusting their strategies. For example, Adaptimmune, known for pioneering engineered cell therapies in solid tumors, recently sold four of its cell therapy programs to a pharmaceutical partner for $55 million in cash, while planning significant staff reductions. Taken together, these moves reflect a broader industry rebalancing driven not by a lack of promise for cell therapies, but by pragmatic reassessment of timelines, costs, reimbursement uncertainty, and competitive focus areas. In many cases, companies are choosing to redeploy capital into adjacent innovation areas or to collaborate with external partners rather than carrying the full development and commercialization burden themselves. Innovation and resilience amid challenges. While exits are grabbing headlines, innovation continues. Additionally, as of today, there are 90 cell therapy products approved globally, spanning multiple categories including wound care, cartilage repair, bone matrices, intravenously administered therapies, CAR T therapies, and gene-modified stem cell products. The breakdown includes 21 cell-based wound care products, 13 cartilage-based therapies, 16 cellular bone matrices, 24 intravenous cell therapies, 13 CAR T therapies, and 3 gene-modified stem cell treatments. These approved cell therapy products generated an estimated $13 billion in revenue in 2024, underscoring the commercial significance of the sector. Additionally, there are now over 170 companies globally that are developing CAR T therapies, with a combined total of 1,944 early and late-stage products in the pipeline. These firms have also established 110 collaboration agreements to accelerate the development of diverse CAR T candidates. Process innovation remains a critical theme as well. Advances in manufacturing efficiency and resource scaling, including platforms that reduce cost and variability in cell expansion, continue to emerge, helping to address some of the long-standing hurdles that have made cell therapy production expensive and complex. Another bright spot in the broader biotech narrative is continued enthusiasm around programmable cell therapies. These next-generation approaches aim to not just replace damaged cells, but to read, rewrite, and control cellular behavior, expanding applications into chronic diseases and precision medicine paradigms. For example, Create Medicines recently unveiled its Retrot platform, a fully RNA-based system that can program T cells in vivo by enabling site-specific, durable CAR integration without DNA breaks or viral vectors, representing a next-generation programmable approach to engineering immune cells for cancer therapy. preparing the workforce for new care models. As the industry evolves, so does the need for clinicians who can navigate these advanced therapeutic modalities. Training pathways are adapting, and healthcare education programs are beginning to integrate relevant skill sets into curricula. For example, Family NP online programs now include specialized content on cell-based therapies, helping nurse practitioners and other providers stay at the forefront of emerging clinical practice. These trainings are particularly important in expanding access to care beyond traditional academic medical centers, ensuring the next generation of practitioners is equipped to support patients receiving cell therapy interventions. The current landscape, marked by both strategic exits and ongoing innovation, suggests an industry in transition. Some companies are shifting away from direct development, but others continue to pursue cutting-edge science or to collaborate on shared platforms that underpin future therapies. This dual reality reflects a maturation process. The cell therapy field is sorting and refocusing rather than contracting outright. Patients and clinicians should take note of these trends, as they influence not only what therapies reach the clinic but also how they are delivered, reimbursed, and integrated into healthcare systems. Frequently asked questions. 1. What is cell therapy? Cell therapy refers to treatments where living cells are used to repair, replace, or regenerate damaged tissues and organs. These may include stem cells, engineered immune cells like CAR T cells, or other specialized cellular products designed to target specific diseases. 2. Why are some companies exiting cell therapy now? Several firms are reevaluating their investments in cell therapy due to high development costs, long commercialization timelines, reimbursement pressures, and strategic shifts toward areas perceived as having faster returns or broader impact. Company announcements from Galapagos and Takeda illustrate this trend. 3. Does this mean cell therapy is failing? No. Despite exits and restructurings, the pipeline remains robust with many clinical programs underway and continued interest in innovation. The industry is adjusting its approaches and partnerships rather than abandoning the field. 4. What's next for the cell therapy industry? Expect continued refinement of manufacturing technologies, strategic collaborations, and selective investment in high-potential platforms. While some companies step back, others are pursuing novel therapeutic designs and scalable models that may enable wider access for patients.